This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, more than 5.3 million people are infected with the new coronavirus. More than 343,000 of them have died from the virus, and nearly 2.2 million have recovered. The hardest-hit country remains the United States, with more than 1.6 million confirmed cases of the respiratory illness and almost 97,000 deaths. More nations ease lockdown restrictions in a bid to salvage economies and lifestyles that have been savaged by the pandemic. Churches were reopening in France. Spain's Football League announced it would kick off again June 8th. And Americans flocked to beaches and outdoor areas over the weekend, snarling roadways and forcing some closures on the Memorial Day weekend after weeks in lockdown. U.S. President Donald Trump played golf at his Trump National Club in Northern Virginia. Three large Indian states have sought to delay the planned opening of their airports Monday as the new cases of the new coronavirus jumped, complicating the federal government's plan to resume flights after a two-month lockdown. Sunday, India registered its biggest 24-hour rise yet in new cases. China recorded no new confirmed COVID-19 cases on the mainland for May 22nd, the first time it had seen no daily rise in the number of cases since the pandemic began in the central city of Wuhan late last year. Authorities in Malaysia report a new cluster of coronavirus infections has broken out at a detention center for undocumented migrants. And media reports in Iran say a 107-year-old Iranian woman who was infected with the new coronavirus has recovered. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson stands by his senior advisor despite calls for his resignation and more. Dominic Cummings is under fire for breaking lockdown rules in late March by making a 250-mile trip he said was to ensure his four-year-old son could be properly cared for as his wife was ill with COVID-19. Britain's opposition leader said the cabinet secretary should launch an urgent inquiry into the actions of Cummings, who masterminded the 2016 campaign to leave the European Union. Any in-person meeting of Group of Seven leaders will take place at the end of June, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Sunday. In March, U.S. President Donald Trump canceled the G7 meeting scheduled for June 10th as the coronavirus outbreak spread around the world and international travel was curtailed. Mr. Trump said Wednesday he may seek to revive the idea of a face-to-face meeting of G7 leaders near Washington, saying it would send a message the world is heading back to normal. O'Brien said on CBS's Face the Nation, the G7 summit, if it happens in person, and we think it will take place at the end of June, end quote. Hong Kong police fired volleys of tear gas in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets Sunday to march against China's proposed tough national security legislation for the city. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and a water cannon at protesters who gathered in a popular shopping district. The citizens came together to protest a bill that would allow the establishment of mainland agencies in Hong Kong, that would make it possible for Chinese agents to arbitrarily arrest people for activities deemed to be pro-democracy. Critics say it goes against the One Country, Two Systems framework that promises Hong Kong freedoms not found in mainland China. According to police, at least 120 people were arrested, mostly on charges of unlawful assembly. I'm Karen Chamas.
A combative Benjamin Netanyahu stood in court Sunday for the start of his long-anticipated corruption trial after lashing out at the fabricated charges against him. Netanyahu addressed the public in a live Facebook broadcast before entering the Jerusalem District Court to face charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. During Sunday's session, he spoke only to identify himself and confirm he had read and understood the charges. The longest-serving prime minister in Israeli history is the country's first premier to face criminal charges while in office. Earlier this month, he forged a new unity government after more than a year of political turmoil. An earthquake of magnitude at least 5.1 struck a province in western Iran Sunday. The U.S. Geological Survey reported at least five people have died and hundreds have been injured. State TV says most of the injuries were caused by crowd stampedes out of their homes in panic. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.